So, Amy, this all started with your question, right?
Yeah. I had to buy hay for my horse this summer, and I was listening to the KDNK Ag Report in June, and a local rancher said that spring rains could affect hay supplies. First cutting happens around the 4th of July, and no one knew at the time if it would rain and ruin the crop. So I kept wondering, how would hay season play out across the state? First, I talked to a rancher in Basalt, the guy who sells me hay, and actually he said it was a boom year for him. Further west in Garfield County, small square bales cost about $6, down from $8 or $9, and that's cheap. I mean, Jake, those prices are back to what they were 5 years ago.
And with the amount of hay that some people need, that made me curious how it all added up.
Okay.
So I talked to a rancher in Paonia, Norm Smith.
Norm?
Yeah.
Norm's one of those guys that's been ranching here for decades, and his family before him. He's seen good years and bad years, but this year's been great. First, the mild winter helped with the newborn calves.
And then spring came, and the rains came, and the cool weather, and the grass grew, and everything's just been kind of like a year it should be.
Having hay on hand brings Norm peace of mind.
Just like feeding your kids, it's there. If you need a little extra one day, you can go out and do it.
After the drought of 2012, ranchers were forced to look for hay far and wide. They used corn cobs for feed, and they sold off animals they couldn't afford to keep. For Norm, this year's been a welcome change.
Those 2 years when it was so dry, I probably spent $15,000, $20,000 on extra feed for the animals. This year, I won't do that. Everything in the price of fertilizer and fuel and parts for your machinery, everything's went up, so it'll help.
Well, it might be a welcome change for Norm, but there is a downside to this, especially if farmers grow hay to sell. I talked to Weston Maas, who has 73 acres of hay fields in Silt, and drought, like the one in Texas 4 years ago, can actually help his business in Colorado.
It soaked up a lot of the surplus in this area that was shipped out, so those of us who did not ship experienced a strong price for the hay we had.
When Colorado ranchers shipped their hay to Texas, there was a local shortage, and prices went sky high. This year, Weston got more hay than usual from his first cutting in June, plus he ended up with hay from two more cuttings. That's a lot of hay, and he hasn't been able to sell it.
On Craigslist, I have, an ad running, and I'm asking probably $165 a ton. You know, excellent hay. You know, there's some pictures with the ad and description and so forth, but nobody's called.
When you head north, it's really not much different. A rancher from Rio Blanco County told me that last winter was so warm, ranchers near Rangeley and Meeker didn't use up the hay they had on hand.
There's actually a farmer out here near Cortez who has an ag market show on KSJD, another IC Change station. His name is Bob Bragg. He grows hay and has been following what the market's been like here in Colorado and the whole West.
Has he seen the same thing that the smaller farmers have seen?
Yeah, and it's even more extreme with hay stocks from the Southwest flooding the market.
Hay stocks from down in New Mexico and Texas that are coming in from locally, we don't compete because of the transportation costs.
Bragg says it's hard to celebrate the rain when farmers are staring at the bottom line.
I don't even think they're looking ahead to say, well, this is the end of the drought and we're going to be in good times. I think they're just trying to struggle to get by what's happening right now.
It's a tough situation. This year's rain has really been a mixed bag.
Yeah, a lot of people, including me, feel secure having hay in the barn. It's like having money in the bank.
But for others, scarcity makes the hay pay.
That's right. Well, thanks for your help with my question, Jake.
My pleasure. I think I'm going to bail.
Okay, that's enough horsing around.
For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
And for KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.
What's your question? Have you noticed something different this season that you want to know more about? Join the conversation. Post your observations, photos, and questions at icchange.org, and KVNF will find you answers.